Senator Byrd on 90.
Hey?
Yeah, hello, Miss Brenda.
You're a gentleman and a scholar and a producer, and I love you.
Yeah, we only had only one boat, we got by.
Well, I know it. That Harry Byrd, though, he can do anything. You just,
you've
learned how to count since I left up there. I used to do your counting, but when you can beat them 9-8, you're doing all right.
Right, now, Russell Long's going to handle it on the floor, and I'm going to help him on the side.
Well, God bless you. You're wonderful. I appreciate it. Now, you make him write that report over the weekend, Harry.
Well, I'm asking him about it. Now.
Because what they're doing...
Now, Gore wants to file a minority report, and I told him he had to put it in the same day that the report was filed.
Well, do that. I'll tell you why. They've agreed over there. They're going to get a rule out, and they're going to pass this other bill before Lincoln's birthday. And I want to get the tax bill out of the way before that civil rights gets there. Because then they had a better use. I'm going to be for civil rights, and you know that, and Dick Russell knows it. But they ain't no use of every businessman in this country being calling and raising hell there.
That's right. Well, of course, as you know, I vote against the tax bill.
I know it. I know it.
I'm going to help you. I'm on the side, Russell and George Smathers, and we're going to work together.
And I'm going to give them hell about economy every day until that last budget dollar is spent, and I'm going to prove to you that I can live within my budget if something like haywire don't go wrong.
All right.
I'm going to try it.
Well, that's fine.
Thank you, Harry.
$10 it did, because we had one vote. We've gotten that thing on the floor about the excise taxes that lasted a long time.
Yeah, well, you did a good job, and I appreciate it.
I'm glad you called me about it.
Thank you, Harry. I appreciate it.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Waiting.